I promise you, I did not plan to play the song. It was on the playlist. Okay? Okay. I did not, like, I'm just saying, in terms of the subject matter that we all have on right now, and seeing that the song is saying that love is wicked, it was not me.
Oh, okay.
That's a belief. Okay, let's just
keep that. I thought you were going to make reference to the weather.
To the weather?
Yeah.
In what way?
The brick and lace.
Brick and lace.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, sure. Okay, all right.
Don't overthink it. Just okay, fine.
7:55 for the LSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. The unpopular opinion that we have right now on the floor, yeah. Do not get involved when a couple is having an altercation of any sorts, okay? That's the unpopular opinion. Where do you stand in terms of this?
Guys, this unpopular opinion. Hey, let me share my 2 cents. Kyong, ek het al oor gekom. Play 8 mense se goeders uit. You know, in 2011, there was a couple in Okahanya. Ek wil nie naam noem nie. But ons het lang na gedrink. And these people just started fighting. So I wanted, ek wil mos nou die beklere keer. So my cousin told me, hey, play 8. Stay out of these people's nonsense. Okay, ek keer, Then, it said to me, kwa in die gesig en geslag.
Sorry.
I was sitting there with a sore face, maar die man het nie bedoel nie.
I'm sorry.
Toe maak die 2 mense vrede. They went home together, en ek hier, volgende dag is ek babbelas en my gesig geseer. My cousin was just laughing at me, and he told me, play eight. You know, it's die gevalle van, you know, it's nice to be the third wheel in a toxic couple's friendship, ne? You will be sitting there at the back, dan hoor jy net hoe stry die mense. Bly net stil, luister net die goeters. Al sê hulle en jou lelike vriend hier achter, just keep quiet, because die mense sal jou net daar los en dan rei hulle vir jou weg.
Thank you so much, bro. So what, enjoy the toxicity?
No, man.
I don't. But
no.
But I promise you right now, nah. I promise you right now, in as much as that sounded very harsh, it's something that someone on the ground will most likely say. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously we on radio have to be politically correct, but I promise you right now, it's something that someone will most likely say when you walk into a random guy at the car wash or a random girl at the salon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we have someone that dealt with these cases on a first hand, albeit from a non-profitable organization's perspective, and that is Osiya Magano Neri. She's the ex-director of Sister Namibia, and she gave us a couple of minutes just to perhaps also share her 2 cents on this conversation. Have a listen.
Now, one of the things that you were interested in exploring was not just where victims can help, but how we as individuals can get involved, and to what extent, and what is our capacity to get in, not just what is our capacity to get involved, but what is our attitude towards getting involved in contexts or situations where we observe or know of or experience our family members or friends or even strangers on the streets experiencing violence at the hands of other people. It's a tricky question because it's very personal for many people. This has been my experience. For many people, they don't want to interfere in personal matters. And and also depending on the kind of violence, some people don't want to risk their own lives. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the attitude that someone's life is insignificant, so to speak. We know that somebody's experiencing violence and we do nothing. I think we have to call our own sort of moral compass into question. And my advocacy was always around all kinds of violence affects all of us. It's a societal structural problem that we all have a responsibility to participate in, to contribute to the elimination of, and to find a way that we can be involved. It doesn't mean that you have to be personally, physically involved in a scuffle or a thing between people, but you can use your voice. You can contact someone. You can call the authorities on behalf of someone. You can reach out even anonymously to people. You can seek help for people. There's the idea that we do nothing is very disturbing to me. And I think this is the request that I would make, the call that I would, and the plea I think that I would make to people about getting involved. It should be non-negotiable. It should be not an option. It should be non-optional for us to decide whether we're going to get involved or not. We have to get involved.
So that's the request from Osi Magano, the ex-director of Assist Namibia.
Yeah. Maybe the calling the police and all the other things that she mentioned, that we can definitely do. It's just, man, times have become so... It's like the same thing as when you see someone being robbed on the street. People won't necessarily help you because they're like, yo, if I try to help you, they will come for me as well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to help you genuinely from a good place because I don't want the both of you to hurt one another. Mm. And then, God forbid, one of you turn on me and the worst happens to me.
Could this be, because we've been having different type of conversations regarding gender-based violence for years now in the country, especially with the rate at which we struggle with this issue. Could this be the breakthrough conversation that we need to have as a society?
Mm.
Okay, just for something for us to think about before we get into the news.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be the breakthrough conversation that we need to interrogate?
Mm.
Could this be the conversation that will unlock the solutions to the problem?
Mm.
Because it's rare that someone did not see or hear anything with a couple that does eventually end up hurting themselves, either fatally or not. So could this be the conversation that we need to interrogate as a society? Let's think about it. You are more than welcome to send us that voice note. Stick around for the news.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.